In the second module, we focused on the recent advances in the management of patients with ALK, ROS1, RET, and BRAF genomic alterations. And to begin, Dr. Shaw commented on the management of patients with RET alterations.
So briefly, you know, RET fusions are a known oncogenic driver in about 1 to 2% of our non-small cell lung cancer patients. And up until recently, we were a little bit limited because we only had these older multi-targeted RET inhibitors like vandetanib and cabozantinib, some that you guys know. These are approved for other cancer types. And those drugs had some limited activity, but were really the problem was toxicity. But fortunately, just in the last several months, we've now heard data about some very potent and selective RET inhibitors, and we're seeing really, really impressive responses, just like we would see with an ALK TKI for ALK or an EGFR TKI for EGFR patients, and much less toxicity. So we're really excited about these RET TKIs, and really just highlights the importance of also doing that multiplex screening, not just for EGFR, ALK, and ROS, but also for these other drivers like RET.
And Jeff, we found that the investigators are going first line with BRAF, ALK, ROS1, EGFR. At that point, not RET. Are we ready to start using targeted therapy first line with RET, Jeff?
The data is impressive. It's coming. It's definitely coming. These are first line drugs.
And is this going to be used in thyroid also?
Yep, big thyroid activity as well. Thyroid and lung both.
Awesome. Corey, you had a comment?
No, just that I think we're seeing a shift as these new agents come out that are much more specific and more active. We'll increasingly be using TKIs up front.